One of the most significant South African Quakers was Hendrik van der Merwe. He was born in 1929 in rural South Africa and grew up in a conservative, Calvinistic environment. After finishing school, he became a farmer, and then from the age of 19 to 21, he was superintendent of African schools in the Dutch Reformed Church Mission in southern Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe. His strong Afrikaner heritage gave him a prejudiced view of other groups, and he initially welcomed the election of the Nationalists in South Africa in 1948 as a way to control the English and keep the blacks in their place. His approach gradually changed as he came to see all people as equally human. He studied sociology at the University of Stellenbosch and obtained a master's degree in 1957. He then went to America and was awarded a PhD in sociology in 1963 from the University of California in Los Angeles. He returned to South Africa to lecture in sociology at the Rhodes University in Grahamstown. In 1968, Hendrik became founder of the Centre for Intergroup Studies in Cape Town, and he remained head of that centre until 1992. The aim of the centre was to carry out research and education in the broad field of race and language group relations. The primary areas of focus were the English-Afrikaner relations and the white-coloured relations. In 1976, the centre launched its constructive programme for sound intergroup relations as an attempt to make a practical contribution towards understanding and improving relations among members of different population groups. It began by analysing the impact of race discrimination on all aspects of South African life. From his base as head of the centre, Hendrik van der Merwe played a pivotal role in demonstrating the potential for better race relations through training programmes in handling community conflicts and through advocating integrated models of association. For example, in 1976, he persuaded the South African Sociological Society to become integrated. He organised regional, national and international workshops where he brought together political opponents who otherwise did not meet. He arranged the first meetings between government supporters and the African National Congress, the ANC, in 1984. He developed strong links with the Mandela family and visited Nelson Mandela in prison. He arranged the first meetings between the ANC and the Afrikaner Freedom Movement in 1992. Hendrik maintained a balance between academic work and writing and active peacemaking. He published Peacemaking in South Africa in 2000, in the foreword of which Nelson Mandela said, quote, "These memoirs tell the story of the gradual development of a Calvinist dissident to an anti-apartheid activist and a Quaker peacemaker, whose religious commitment and academic insights enabled him to reach out to all sides of the conflict in South Africa." End of quote. He also published on such issues as revenge, forgiveness, and ways of communicating between adversaries in South Africa, and race and ethnicity. By the end of the 1980s, the Centre for Intergroup Studies was doing more work in training people in conflict resolution skills and facilitation. An excellent example of its influence was mediating between warring taxi associations in Cape Town. It was also publishing regular newsletters to share knowledge and insights on the changes taking place in the country. In 1992, Hendrik moved to a role as consultant to the centre, which changed its name to the Centre for Conflict Resolution in 1994. Hendrik took a number of visiting academic positions in Britain, Europe and North America, and in 1999 he received the Common Ground Award for Extraordinary Lifetime as Peacemaker. Hendrik van der Merwe did not become a Quaker until his 40s. His local group was the Cape Western Monthly Meeting. He was clerk of South Africa General Meeting for 6 years and a friend in residence with his first wife, Marichi, at Woodbrook College in Birmingham, England, Marici died in 1992 and he later married Elspeth Woody, an accomplished sculptor, and they spent time at the Pendle Hill Quaker Centre in USA. They then retired to a farm in the far south of South Africa. In January 2001, Hendrik van der Merwe delivered the James Backhouse Lecture to Australian Quakers at their annual gathering. The lecture was called Reconciling Opposites, Reflections on Peacemaking in South Africa. In the lecture, he outlined the history of South African Quakers, a small but very active group. He drew attention to the fact that James Backhouse, the English Quaker who founded Quakerism in Australia, had visited South Africa between 1838 and 1840 and helped establish a school for the poor in Cape Town. Further visits by British Quakers helped focus the emerging South African Quaker group on playing a reconciling role in the community. Hendrik pointed out that during the apartheid era, Quakers took firm stands against various manifestations of race discrimination, economic inequality, and political injustice. It was this that attracted Hendrik to join Quakers and reinforced his own approach towards achieving change through a mediating role as bridge builder and peacemaker. In summing up at the end of his lecture, Hendrik said, quote, "As an intellectual, I continue to remain critical of the establishment and I abhor and expose abuse of power. As a Quaker, I continue to side with the weak, the poor and the minority. As a peacemaker, I continue to search for common ground between adversaries and apparently irreconcilable forces." End of quote. Hendrik van der Merwe was in poor health when he visited Australia, and he died 2 months later at his farm in South Africa in March 2001. In this talk about Hendrik van der Merwe, I've used references from the International Peace Research Association's tribute to him and the Centre for Intergroup Studies material on Wikipedia, and also his Backhouse lecture on Reconciling Opposites.